The news for people lining up to apply for jobs got a little better on Friday. The Labor Department says November's jobless rate was 8.6%, an improvement of 0.4% from October. The data also show that the U.S. economy gained 120,000 jobs, which is about the number of jobs needed to accommodate new entrants in the workforce. The slow economy has hurt city and state governments, which continued cutting jobs. But private companies boosted hiring by 140,000, particularly in retail, professional services, and healthcare. U.S. President Barack Obama says the American economy has created private sector jobs for the past 21 months, nearly 3 million in all. Mr. Obama said we need to keep that growth going and urged Congress to stop blocking laws that he said would help create jobs.
Now's not the time to slam the brakes on the recovery. Right now, it's time to step on the gas. We need to get this done.
The high unemployment rate is a top issue in the 2012 race for president. And Republicans, including Speaker of the House John Boehner, again blamed U.S. economic problems on President Obama's policies.
Any job creation is welcome news, but the jobless rate in our country is still unacceptably high. Today marks the 34th consecutive month of unemployment above 8%.
Boehner says a close look shows that the rate declined in part because 300,000 people grew so discouraged they gave up their search for work. Only people who are seeking work are counted as unemployed. But Democratic strategist Steve McMahon has said an improving economy will help Mr. Obama's chances for re-election.
What matters most in a presidential campaign at the end is, when it comes to the economy, do people feel like things are getting better and on a path to getting better?
On the streets of New York City, some people doubt the economy will improve.
I think I have a job. I don't think things will get better for that many people. I don't know.
Others welcomed the job gains.
Any improvement is good. Yeah, I hope we're on the right track.
The newest data show that 13.3 million people are officially unemployed in the United States. Millions more want full-time work but can find only part-time jobs. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.